Well, welcome to the Splash Podcast today. You're going to be joined by Luke Daly with me in the studio as we go through all things industry, national awards of excellence, some big changes, acquisitions, industry association moves, all sorts of things happening. Thanks for joining us. Ready, set, splash. Pentair Smart Pools are here. Creating smart solutions means taking a holistic approach. As new technologies emerge, people compare the experience of buying from you to your competitors and the experience they receive. At Pentair, there's a strong emphasis on putting customers first. In a world where new technologies pop up all the time, the companies that put customers first are in a position to win. We win, but only the right way. Visit pentairpool.com.au today. Well, I'm here with Luke, who's recently done a podcast that is about to be our biggest podcast ever, and my gosh, doesn't he know it.
Step aside, David. It's time for the big dog to rise.
I've always said that, big dog. You've got the voice. You've got the knowledge. I'm just here. Basically, I am the Splash Podcast receptionist, just directing traffic.
It's not the receptionist part, mate. It's what do they call them at radios? It's you're the button pusher. So push that button.
Look, I can push buttons very well. Just ask my family and friends. Now, the podcast that you did do that has had a whole bunch of listens, if you haven't heard it yet, I recommend maybe that you do go and have a little listen, was about Are You Okay Day, Luke. Tell us just a little bit about that interview you did.
Well, I'd prefer you listen to the whole thing because there was a hell of a lot of gold in there, I think. But I like the distinction that Mitch made. If you want me to pluck one point out, David.
Yeah, pluck it out.
The distinction between mental illness and mental health. And I've spent a bit of time dwelling on that myself, mental health as a thing that can be improved. It's not just a challenge or a negativity, but what can we do to improve our mental health?
Yeah, and this is more than just some sort of, you know, tick the box virtue signaling. This is genuine care. We've spoken about it on this podcast for a long time. That people matter, and to take a moment with our people, those we're connected to in the industry that we work with, and just to, you know, you okay? You're really okay. Pretty important thing, Luke. So good interview, and I encourage you to go and have a listen. Our industry, Luke, let's talk about our industry. I guess that's why we're here. It is the Splash Industry Podcast. So let's talk about that. What an industry we are. We are more than just holes in the ground. We are from concept to create beautiful things. Those who design, those who think about the way things are going to look, through to those who have the privilege of building those dreams for Australians and New Zealanders in their backyards and in their communities. Right through after that for the decades that those things are there for service, for management, for improving and enhancing the way that that pool is engaged with more often by more people and wanting to see more people engaged with that pool in more ways, right, Luke?
Right, David. And I think I've been dwelling on this a fair bit lately, frankly, working through a lot of different stuff. And one of the parts of my role, and no, not just as podcast host or on other things like the Awards of Excellence, David, but
yes,
reflecting on who we are as an industry and the many job opportunities that we have. One day, maybe, Dave, we could run through a little bit of the story. I've touched and seen most parts of the industry, from retail to service to manufacturing.
Yeah, since you're a young bloke. I mean, you still are a young bloke, but from what, 17 was your first job in industry, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, it's a true career industry, and sure you'll hear me bang on about that. And I'm going to throw another one of my buzzwords in, David. The one that you like is ecosystem, that I throw around sometimes. And our industry is an integrated ecosystem. It's not one particular sector or division that is more important than the other.
We all rely on each other to thrive and survive. Sorry, you were going there. I've cut you off. I get so excited.
I did. Now let me cut you off.
Because we're not a silo mentality, are we?
No, we're not. And let me deal with one of your favorite words now of unity, which is a drum that we've been beating.
You and ITY.
On this podcast for, what, months now, I guess, in terms of having a unified industry at all levels. And I don't think there's a need to segregate.
Preach it, brother.
So, yeah, someone get me that bullhorn, mate, and fetch me a bloody pedestals.
Can I get a witness? Yes, I can.
Someone get me somewhere to stand on. Get me a soapbox. Banging on about that unification, Dave, and I think
he is on a high horse, just in case you're wondering. It is high. and the horse is here in the studio. It was difficult to get it in, but it's been well behaved. But while Luke gets down off that high horse together and comes back and joins us here on planet Earth, you know, even within your own role of industry, whatever it is you're doing right now, you're not single dimensional, are you? If you think about the sectors and the categories that you work across, everything that you touch in a day, it's complex. It's not single dimensional. You are multidimensional, living in a 3D world, not a 2D space in a job description on paper, but in the real world, what you do. And there's so much that our industry does based on the work that you do individually as part of the company that you work in, the sector, and then across together as a unified industry to build, to create, and to maintain and to bring engagement with people into the dreams that are in the backyards and communities right across Australia and New Zealand. Now, industry continues to adapt and change and grow. Some big news this week. Fluidra have made an acquisition, Luke.
That's right. The Spanish-listed global leader in pool and wellness equipment and connected solutions has acquired the US-based commercial and residential pool deck equipment manufacturer, S.R. Smith, David.
S.R. Smith, a name synonymous probably for most of us with the commercial side of things.
And some of us might call this an eye-watering amount, the purchase for $240 million, David. There's plenty more to the article and plenty more detail. Personally, I find this fascinating the whole way through. So on splashmagazine.com.au, there is a story about it. So head there and have a look. I mean, this has nuances upon nuances upon nuances with, even on this podcast, we talked about SR Smith and them acquiring other businesses. That's been a strategy that they've employed, yep. Including yep. Sunbather, our very own Melbourne-based manufacturer here. They were scooped up by SR Smith in 2019, and now SR Smith have been scooped up. The world of mergers and acquisitions, Dave, at a corporate level, fascinates me.
Well, Fluidra themselves, we all know just a couple of years ago, their merger between Astral and Zodiac here to create the Fluidra brand. So Fluidra definitely on the march at the moment.
Yeah, lots of more details in that article. So I do encourage you to go to splashmagazine.com.au and have a bit of a read. Yeah, and there's a heck of a lot of stuff going on, and we want to, David, get into the new edition of Splash Magazine that's just come out.
It's fresh.
It's a big one. It's good. It's good. But before we do, there's a lot of stuff that happens. We are a dynamic industry. So what else has kind of changed in the last fortnight since our last podcast, Dave?
Well, look, we are a dynamic industry, as we've already spoken about, all working together towards a common goal of seeing more people engaged in more pools more often. And so a bit has changed, actually. There's news that you will have seen through the Splash website and the e-news that comes out. If you're not on that, get subscribed. It's really easy, splashmagazine.com.au, and subscribe for free. Now, you will have seen that Luke Spaza Victoria exists no more in its current form.
Yeah, that's right. So the article on there. And Dave, I don't want to make comment too much, I guess, from my position as sales and marketing manager for Spaza Australia.
Right.
It's not about my opinion. It's not about anything here outside of what Chris has written in the article. And to me, it's really interesting, as you highlighted in that lead-in, Dave, to go, they had been trading as Spaza Vic, and now they've relaunched as the Master Pool Builders Association. It's an interesting move, Dave. I don't really want to comment on it too much more than that, but have a look at the article. It does flesh it
out. Details are in
the
article. Sumatris there is the CEO of that organization, says that's been a long time in the making. But look, let's just finish with Spaza Australia CEO Lindsay McGrath put it this way. So I'll put words in your mouth, Luke. And Lindsay just says very simply from a Spaza Australia perspective that they will remain focused on their published strategic plan on the promotion, protection and growth of the entire industry dedicated to an inclusive culture, supporting all member sectors and regions in Australia and New Zealand. So there is lots and lots going on in the industry. We were supposed to have the Splash Trade Show. We couldn't have it. It's coming next year again, June 21, 22. Make sure you are registered for that on splashexpo.com.au. Get on, get registered, get prepared. It's going to be massive. Speaking of massive, the National Awards of Excellence. How good were the awards this year? More entries than ever, higher quality than ever, wider scope representing the entirety of our industry. Better and more, Luke.
That's right. The Spaza Awards of Excellence Nationals was held a couple of Fridays ago now, Dave, by the time of this release. And I mean, outside of the handsome, well-spoken, good-looking,
well,
desirable.
Thank you.
Presenter there in the black suit of that production.
Hey, I had my gold trim suit on. Thank you. I thought I looked pretty snazzy, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, well, your mum thought you looked good as well, mate. So
your mum thought I looked good.
Yes, she did. And look, speaking of looking good, you can only make us look so good, and the fantastic AV team were able to do that. What did actually look good, David, were all the award nominees, the finalists, and also the gold awards. It was a new format this year, David, but I had a lot of fun recording it with you.
Well, let's go through some of those award winners right after this. Stick with us. Widra is proud to bring you Magnapool, the world's best and only true mineral pool system. Providing the very best in water comfort and clarity, Magnapool is also beneficial to the environment thanks to its unique no-salt formula. Partnered with the all-new Hydroxinator IQ, showcasing innovative features giving you control over scheduling, pump speed, boost and low mode, heaters, lights, pH and chlorine. All this via Wi-Fi connectivity from your smartphone. Smart sensors and ultra-long life cell ensures Magnapool owners save time, save energy and save money. Find out more by going to magnapool.com today. Well, hooly dooly, how good were the National Awards of Excellence, Luke?
They really were, mate. And as you know, even as we prepare for this, we scroll through some of the videos, some of the photos, some of the submissions from all across our industry.
Spazaawards.com.au, get on there, get into it. I mean, we can only say so much in our descriptive wordology to you here, but spazaawards.com.au, check out all the winners. You'll see little snapshot videos of Luke and I looking absolutely fabulous just presenting and announcing the awards. But there's so much, wasn't there, Luke?
There really was. And, let's drill in on the structure a bit, I guess. You know, it's easy to get caught up in the awards themselves, and we should celebrate all of them. And, you know, we've spent a couple of minutes here just trying to pick a couple of out, David, but there's too many.
Too many.
There's too many. And I'm not saying because there's too many in terms of volume, it's just – everyone deserves to be celebrated who have been celebrated in these awards.
Absolutely. Just to make it to the National Awards meant that you took out gold somewhere else, which was already an outstanding achievement. Really, spazaawards.com.au, you've got to look there. But if you do want to see the pool of the year, then jump on splashmagazine.com.au. The picture's up there as well. A little bit of more information about that. What a pool that was. Who was that by, Luke?
A pretty magnificent pool there by Liquid Blue Pools out of Victoria. So, but competitive all around the country. It was the judges. I would hate to be a judge because they had a difficult time there working through all those nominations, looking through all those submissions. And guess what, Dave? We are back again next year with the Spaza Awards of Excellence for even bigger, better perhaps, although it might be hard to top this year. We say that every year, don't we? But pretty hard to top next year.
And
so
yet we continue to, and not we as in you and me, you, our dear industry listeners, continue to top year on year the quality, the sheer number, the volume, the quality of work that's produced for consumers across Australia and New Zealand is just worthy of celebration and acknowledgement.
So can I round it up real quick in terms of the categories? Because that's how it's laid out at spazaawards.com.au is there's commercial categories, which is a massive component of our industry and what we do. We have products, so we have OEMs and distributors who sell product and retailers who retail product all day, every day, new products, sustainable ones, innovative products. That's such a big part of what we do. We have the pool construction side of it, which we look at as well. The professionals in our industry that are made up of bunches or myriads or a plethora, if you like, of different people around the place. We have a bunch of lifestyle categories as well. Then you know, that's the landscape design, all those things that accentuate the crown of the jewel of the backyard, David.
Being the pool or the spa.
And they're working through. I mean, what's behind all of it? We've got the people behind all of it. People make up businesses. So
people matter.
The ecosystem of our industry, if we keep banging on about that, the unified approach for all of our awards, that is why there are lots to be celebrated, and that is the approach of the Spaza Awards to encompass the whole of the industry and celebrate equally.
We love it. Celebrating the beautiful pools and spas, but a pool and spa doesn't just happen in isolation. It happens because of you, our absolutely talented, hard-working industry of men and women who make these things happen. So our respect and our congratulations and our admiration from the Splash team here to you. Well done. I think it's time that we open up the magazine and have a look at, well, the numbers everybody seems to be interested in all the time, and that is the Cordell building statistics. What's going on with construction, Luke?
Yeah, well, it continues. And in fact, David, I think it construction always continues, right? We roll on. But I think what we're seeing here is the continuation of what we already know. I suppose it's just proof in the pudding of all of the conversations that we have around the industry. It's proof in the pudding
that you've been busy.
The chaos and sometimes the busyness that ensues.
You've been in demand and hardworking and sweaty.
So it's nice to see that the data actually reflects that. Now, we understand that these statistics are sometimes delayed in terms of coming through as Cordell gather this information. But the April-June numbers show that Western Australia is up a whopping 228%.
Yeah. I mean, we got to remember what WA went through. They came off a low base there. They did struggle for quite a while, WA. It's so fabulous to see WA performing strongly, pulls back on the agenda, new builds in Western Australia, and the industry just soaring again to its potential. Well done, WA.
Yeah, and along those lines as well, you know, not quite to 228%, if you like, David, but Victoria, 94%, Queensland, 75%. And then, you know, I suppose if we have a look at the national overall, I think is a good place to drill down on as well. Having a look at that, where did I see there? 48%. Nope. 48% for June, the 3 months for June, national increase of 48%. The steady climb and the numbers show that this is a continuation of what's happening.
Yeah, it's outstanding. The other part of the magazine that I absolutely love going to and seeing what is new on the menu of our industry is right towards the back of the magazine. You all know it and love it. Don't pretend you don't. Is the new product section. We all love something new. Hey, good to see Focus. They've got their hands on some lithium, but it's not lithium as you know it.
Certainly, it is liquid lithium. As we know, Elon Musk has taken all the lithium supply from around the world. So lithium hypochlorite has been difficult to come by as a sanitizer in Australia for probably a few years now. So really interesting to see liquid lithium there from
Focus. That's great. So who in our industry is driving a Tesla? Put your hand up. It's their fault.
Put your hand down, David. You do not have a Tesla.
I do not have a Tesla.
You do not have a Tesla.
Now, speaking of things that catch on fire, like Teslas, fun around the fire. This one here, this little product here, not so much about the pool, but the surrounds. It's called, just listen to it, don't send your complaint letters in, but a Schwenker. The Schwenker. The Schwenker. Yeah, it's good for the meat. So it's basically a little barbecue tool to go over an open fire. You might be familiar with these. I've got a couple of mates who've got these. They're a bit of fun, and they're in the magazine too, just as something you might consider for your backyard as well. They're pretty cool.
That's right. As we continue to expand from the pool and keep moving in and around the pool, I quite like a cheeky fire around a pool, David. And what could be better than eating meat while you're swimming?
Yeah, sorry to all the vegetarians out there, but the meat we were eating was vegetarian to start with, so we're all on the same page. It's okay. Now, another look into commercial aquatic centres here. A new flat pan profile is available now, and this is something else that might be of interest to you. There's an image there of Caulfield Grammar Aquatic Centre and a program they used in development there.
Now, isn't it cool? You know, creating that streamlined and sleek facade. I mean, commercial aquatics have really coming of age now, aren't they? The way that these places of fitness and fun and community are being created as spaces, not just a pool, like a hole in the ground that we all, you know, remember. I mean, they were fun, don't get me wrong.
Well, I grew up in cold, freezing Melbourne. Hello, Victorians. And it's probably still there, but what suburb was it? Is it Kilsyth? It wasn't. I can't remember, but the aquatic centre there was in like a big bubble type of thing. And that's what it was. It was just a red and white striped bubble that you walked into, and there was the pool.
It's fascinating. I mean, I'm taken by this product.
This is slightly better than a bubble, what I'm looking at now. The world's come a long way from the time I was swimming as a kid in the 80s.
I mean, it's pretty fancy. I mean, we all grow up with that chlorine smell, don't we? And, you know, a lot of that was around commercial pools. So having a look at this product here on page 89 of the new magazine, David, I'm quite taken by it. It's kingspan.com/au is I don't want to bury the lead, but the photo here is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, lots of cool stuff. Again, a diverse, unified industry with so much skill and talent. And when we come back, stay with us. Special, well, it's not sealed, but you know, I'd love to call it a sealed section of the magazine, but it's encompassed in the magazine. And it was sealed when you got it. It was wrapped, so I suppose it's all sealed. But we are going to go through a whole bunch of products that you would have seen had of Splash trade show gone ahead, which it couldn't. It's coming again. Next year, make sure splashexpo.com.au, get registered, get on it. It's going to be a full show. It's pretty much sold out already. But we're going to go through a bunch of the new products that some of our exhibitors sent into us so that you could get a look and a feel for them anyway. We're going to go through all of those products right after this.
Our friends, the very talented and hardworking team at AIS Water, have been innovating for decades. Did you know that independent tests and research by Griffith University recently showed that when using liquid or granular chlorine, that pool water was unbalanced for up to 80% of the time? Yet, when tested with AIS Water's disinfection technology, the water was in balance 100% of the time. This same technology has also been shown to save up to 1.6 million litres of water in a 50-metre pool. It's time to farewell history and embrace the new normal of Australian-made water disinfection with AIS Water.
Well, the trade show for Splash was unable to go ahead this year, which we've all been so disappointed about. But that postponed pool and spa trade show, when it's held next year, will feature thousands of products worthy of your time to check out and learn more about from our incredible industry exhibitors. So we're going to go through right now. It's in the magazine. You've got to check it out from page 70 to about 77, 78. There's a big section in there. But here's a sample of some of those products which our suppliers that you know and love are eager to be able to present to you. And if there's something in here that tickles your fancy, make sure you get online, look at the website and look at the magazine itself and get in touch. So, Luke, where should we start?
I feel like it's going to be one of those rapid fire situations like we do sometimes.
Let's do it. Here, rapid David. Fire.
I'm keen on the rapid fire. And yeah. I just want to have a quick bit of input there too, because you can't keep a good bloke down in terms of commenting.
And you are a good bloke.
But, you know, everyone's disappointed that the shows haven't been able to go ahead over the last couple of years.
Tissues out.
And while major events may have been paused or squashed for the last couple of years, the innovation that we see coming through never stops. And so these suppliers
true here story.
Featuring who would have been at the expo to give you the showcase of their products, we're going to do it here in a rapid fire fashion. As David highlighted, check the magazine out. Dave, do you want to race here or do you want to kick us off or will I get started?
You get started. Kick us off right now. Right, Number one, let's go. Who's it at?
3D Stone, the solid glass mosaics.
They're beautiful.
New range coming to market there, David. You?
They're looking really good. Sunbather with their SunTube 2, they are going to be exhibiting as well. Check that one out.
Behind every good business, David, there should be a good insurer there. So AB Phillips leak-free insurance coverage, they would have been there as well.
Look, doing a lot of commercial work worth checking out is Waterlink, their Synergy AOP system. Designed and built in Australia, like so much stuff here. Have a look there. Luke, what else you got?
Continuing on the design and built in Australia, this big, beautiful beast of a chlorinator AIS Water Eco line there, Dave, that is a remarkable product.
Yeah, really good to see them expanding their manufacturing footprint in Queensland, Australia. Two. Next, let's go to Aquia, winner of a couple of awards over the last couple of years for spa construction. The new bubbler there, really innovative design.
Yeah, very simple product there, but damn me, it's going to make a difference in the installation
sure
speed and all that kind of stuff.
Sure
Speaking
will.
Of simple, David, what you might see next is the Ascon Not Mad rechargeable magnetic pool light. No, David, it's not the Iron Man light as we sometimes like to pretend it is, but a pretty cool solution there as well.
It is pretty cool. Next, we've got Supreme Heating with their heat seeker dual sun solution there, combining warm water with their solar PV.
That's right. The AT fluid management, the jet wash regenerative. Can't even speak, David.
Come on, try it again.
The jet wash regenerative media filter. That is a cool Queensland based company there.
Yeah, it's a cool looking unit too. All right, from overseas, from our European friends at Unicom Transmission de Poisson, the Unimot 120 tubular motor for pool cover reels. Really interesting, high quality product. Again, if that's something that you're interested in, make sure you have a look.
Back to Australia, mate. We have the Aussie Undercover, the hidden underground pool cover system there by Aussie Undercover. Great product there, Dave.
Okay, next from our friends at Waterco, who celebrated 40 years this year, the Electrochlor Plus Mineral Chlorinator, making a pool smarter by automatically taking care of sanitation and pH management, filtration and the auxiliary equipment from Waterco.
That's right. Next, we have the BioGuard Aqua Integrated System, or the Dryden Aqua Integrated System, I should say, David, developed by marine biologists.
Yeah, they call it DAISY for short. I've had a couple of chats about this. It is interesting. Might be worth looking at. They've had a couple of good commercial applications on that product. And again, our friends at Boss Solar with the Rhino Solar Pool Heating System.
DAB keep coming through here with the eSwim pump there, David.
Yeah, and DAB, a gold sponsor of the Splash event. We appreciate them. I got to see some of their plans for their stand at the show. State of the art. I've seen them overseas. Great stand. New product maybe that you're not aware of yet. Could be worth you having a look. DAISY pool covers. What have we got there, Luke?
The Below Ground Box SM. They're the latest design in the Below Ground roller range from DAISY, David.
Yeah, and from Everhard, which is, again, looking around the easy drain edge as an architectural and sustainable drainage system installed underground. Interesting product there. Again, made locally here in Australia and from Queensland too.
I'm running out of breath, David, but let's have a look at the EvoHeat Evo CSI there, featured in the magazine as well, along with the Evolution Water and Lighting Solution heat pump there as well. Two different heat pumps from two different manufacturers, David.
Yeah, Evo Heat there, fantastic. And Evolution Water and Lighting as well with their product too. We've got Focus Products, which we've already looked at with their liquid lithium. Good to see a new product on the market. And into IQ, or International Quadratics, to give them their full name, with their Theralux Active Quantum Mini, Luke.
Very cool system there, David. Moving right along too, we have the BWT Robotic Pool Cleaner from Lincoln Pool Equipment there, Dave.
Yeah, their branding's super cool. You might have seen the Formula One cars if you're into that thing, all followed over there. Huge in Europe at the European shows, that brand. Absolutely massive. Thanks to Lincoln for sharing that. Let's get naked.
Let's get naked with the NKD pH controller, David, the next natural addition to the naked pool system there, that pump, the pH pump, I should say, Dave.
Yeah, absolutely. And Neptune Benson, again, with their Evoqua filter used in basically aquatic centers globally, doing great things, saving energy and filtering water in a very efficient way. On to Pentair with their IntelliCenter, Luke.
That's right. The automation there, as it comes to the forefront, I can see different controls. I can see iPads. I can see home speakers. I can
see cool
watches. I can see phones. I can see different controllers.
The whole internet of things, whole center there. Pretty cool from Pentair.
That's right. Continuing on the IoT, if you like, the Splash Me automation systems there, right next to it coming along.
Yeah, with their smart device there. Pelintest Australia with their Lumiso photometers featured.
Still a great way to test water there, because we all know you need to have sanitized and balanced water. Dave, how do we do that without knowing what we're doing? We need to have those testers there.
Very good.
Coming back rather to the automation side of things, we've got the Pool Lab by Pool Power.
We do indeed. There's something, again, worth having a look at. Reliable, accurate, economical water management system. Check that one out. And then from the Ranger, Pool Ranger, their Vapor Salt and Mineral Chlorinator.
That's right. And moving along too, to the pool systems of Vectro Auto. Looks like a cleaner here, Dave, that operates up to 90 minutes with the patented stop-and-go system.
Well, that's good. It stops and goes, which is pretty important. So if we've got that nailed, it's probably worth a look. Thank you, Pool Systems. Remco. All right, Remco, the Swim Jet Retrofit. Tell us about this, Luke.
There's probably too much to say, David, but new from Remco here. So jump into the magazine and jump onto the Remco website to have a look at it, Dave.
Yeah, suffice to say, if it's from Remco, it's going to be quality. SR Smith here. Well, they've gone through a change this week, but they've got their Destination Series in pool furniture. This stuff, this lifestyle stuff around the pool, these enhancements are really starting to take off in our country. So something very interesting to have a look at.
And for those listening along at home, no, that is not me sitting on the lounger.
Nor is it your mum, but that brings to a close these new products that we would have seen at Splash that we're giving you a preview and a quick look at here today.
Hayward's 1.85 horsepower TriStar VS pump is built to last even under the most demanding conditions. Super quiet in operation with easy to customize speeds, countdown timers and priming time. It even shows real-time power consumption in watts for immediate feedback to maximize those energy savings. It's designed for simple installation. TriStar variable speed pumps can also operate in standalone mode or connect to the Hayward OmniLogic automation system for seamless control. Visit haywardpool.com.au for details. That's haywood-pool.com.au today.
Make sure that you are and you get your staff and your people onto splashmagazine.com.au. On there, very simple way just to register for free to make sure that you're getting the digital versions of the magazine. If you want print copies, just reach out to david@spaza.com.au and I'll make sure that you get on the list for those. Thank you for all that you are doing. Make sure that you join us next time. We are going to talk about the launch of the season. We're going to look at some commercial things and risks and management around hotel and commercial pools. We're going to take a look at, I know you love this segment, the top five online news stories, and some other rapid fire segment as well that Luke and I will cover off. But until then, go well, and we'll see you next time on the Splash Podcast.